Hello, and welcome to Canyon Creek. I'm Bill Gannon, and I'm here with my wife Jessica and my sons, Ian and Colin. And today, we'd like to talk about... Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Today, we're going to talk about an exciting adventure we had going down to Philly to see the Philly Fan Expo on May the 4th, 2024. May the 4th be with you. It was Star Wars Day, wasn't it?
It was Star Wars Day. We were all wearing our Star Wars shirts.
Yep.
So what did everybody have on?
I had on my Rebel 77 shirt.
I had a Mando hoodie.
I had Darth Vader taking a selfie of himself, but a stormtrooper photo bombing.
Much like the shirt you're wearing now. Did you sleep in your clothes?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. And I had a Darth Vader choking hazard, Lego choking hazard shirt. So it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
So on the way down, it wasn't that memorable.
No.
So I did ask one hypothetical that you wanted to mention on the podcast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So it's a hypothetical question. If you were in, let's say, a gladiatorial combat arena, and you got to pick one weapon and one element to fuse with that weapon, what would the weapon and element be? So I think we can go in a circle and describe what our picks were.
Do you remember yours, Colin?
Yeah, so basically I fused a Warhammer and the element of force, and I would just hit the ground hard with... Very hard with the Warhammer, causing like a mini ravine to open up and swallow my enemies.
That's right.
I decided to make an axe that had the power, that had the ability of water logging the anything it hit. So if it would hit a shield, the shield would become super heavy, super slippery. It would water log it. If I hit someone's breastplate, suddenly the breastplate would become super heavy and et cetera.
And I had a fire whip. So when I would crack the whip, if it hit a person, it would burn them. But if I missed, it would still shoot the flame in the direction I was going. So the person could still catch on fire.
And I chose a weapon called the Morning Star, which is a big handle with a multi-edged weapon at one end. And with it, it had sonic powers. So it could create sonic booms, and it could throw enemy combatants like many, many yards away from me. And it can destroy things using a sonic burst. Like people's eardrums. So that was fun.
Yes, that was a fun discussion on the way down.
What else did we talk about on the way down?
I don't think there's much else memorable.
No, that was pretty much all we discussed as a family. I think you guys were watching videos.
Mm-hmm. On the way back.
On the way back, definitely watching videos.
Yeah.
So when we got there, we found our parking garage, which was in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Which we'll talk about at the end because of dinner. It was so tasty. And we weren't quite sure where the entrance was, so we decided to follow everybody we saw wearing costumes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cosplayers. So did anybody see any cosplayers that they were really impressed by what they were wearing? And did anybody see a cosplayer that they were like, meh?
So there's this one guy. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. I really never heard of him before, but he was doing like this Green Lantern cosplay. And I don't know, it's like Konar May or whatever. And
Konar? Komar?
Yeah, like Komar? Like Konar May or something. And it was like this fish bird thing. It's honestly kind of mid. But I saw this really cool cosplay where this one guy was wearing a Mando hoodie. That's just phenomenal. I mean, I couldn't get over it.
Yeah, I think he might have actually won an award if it all, you know.
He deserved it.
Yeah.
I liked some kids' costume because because they were like a little Mando with the little baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm. That was very sweet.
I don't think I saw that one.
No, it was at the very beginning. He was a little guy and he had a little baby Grogu with him. And he was all dressed up as Mando. It was very sweet. I liked the Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman costume that we saw.
That was
really impressive.
So, yeah, because it was May the 4th, it was Star Wars Day. So a lot of people were dressed up as Star Wars characters. The two biggies, I guess, were Ahsoka Tana and the Mandalorian, or various Mandalorians. There was a couple Boba Fetts, another Mandalorian guard.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the weapons maker, the forger.
Yes.
Definitely a lot of little Grogu's attached to people's outfits.
Although I saw a bunch of Hell of a Boss and Hasbin Hotel cosplayers. That I hear Hasbin Hotel has gotten a little big recently.
What is that? I wasn't
too surprised.
Okay.
It's an animated series on Prime.
Okay. Hmm. Might be something worth checking out.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, you know, at the beginning, I think it was somebody had an automated R2-D2.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
That's really cool.
They had like a full size.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it was a full size R2-D2, and he was just walking behind him with the remote control.
What was neat about it was articulating. The little various things were popping up, like his cameras, his arms were coming out, and he was playing the Star Wars theme. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was really neat.
That was really neat.
And
then there was the gentleman who looked like Mark Hamill.
Oh yeah,
dressed as
like a short Mark Hamill,
Luke Skywalker from the Last Jedi.
Yeah.
And that was really neat because he really did look like Mark Hamill.
And there were a couple others. There were a lot of Marvel. When it came to some of the cosplayers, a lot of Spider-Man or Spider-Gwen. And I think there were definitely a few Deadpools, some costumes better than others.
Yeah. There was somebody walking around dressed as Raven from the Teen Titans, and she had a really nice costume.
Yeah, I saw two of them. What was that, Colin?
I remember that.
You remember that one? Yeah, she had a good costume. But one thing we were talking about last night is, you know, at dinner, there didn't seem to be a whole lot of DC costumes.
Yeah, except really. For some guy apparently wearing a fish-headed Green Lantern. we'll get to that.
And Raven, but...
Well, we did see Nightwing.
Yes, there was a Nightwing.
We saw Green Arrow. We saw a Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
I saw Batman without his mask on.
What was that, Colin?
Catwoman?
There were a few Catwoman.
Yeah, there was a couple Catwomen from different versions of her in the films. But yeah, it just, I don't know. To me, it seemed like it was definitely more heavy on the Marvel.
Heavy on the Marvel and heavy on the anime.
Yes, very heavy on the anime.
I mean, Ian, you might be able to, and Colin, you guys probably recognize some of the characters. If not, you know.
I saw a Monkey D. Luffy. Saw a Monkey D. Luffy. I saw, think of it. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of anime. There's a lot more anime gift shops and stands than there were people, but there were definitely anime cosplayers.
All right. So out of all the stands that we went to, because we tried to do just about all of them, what did people think were the most interesting pieces that they saw? Whether it was comic books, because I know there were a lot of self-published artists and writers there. And then there were some gifts, magnets, patches, stuff like that, as well as prints, artists, fan drawings.
I would say either the weapons or the flasks.
The flasks.
Oh, yeah.
The weapons.
So you got a flask, didn't you, Colin?
The DM one.
Do you want to describe it? What was it?
So basically, it was like DM's... It was basically a special resolve player's tiers for DMs.
Mm-hmm.
With a nat one, and it said roll initiative.
Lot of D&D. There was a lot of D&D. You guys seemed to be really interested in all the dice they had.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, there were like 50,000.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the term for somebody who gloms a whole lot of dice?
Dice Goblin.
Dice Goblin.
Dice Goblin.
There's actually a dice company called Dice Goblin.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Well, the one that got me was the 100-sided die. Have
you seen this?
I've never seen one before.
This guy did a live stream with one of them where he would roll it, and he had to get from 1 to 100 in perfect order.
Oh, my gosh, that would take forever.
He did it eventually.
Eventually.
He did it.
That would take forever. But those just blew my mind.
Like the possibilities of that happening is 1 in 100. Wait, let me do the math on my phone.
Yes, you do the math on your phone. Colin, what about you? What was your favorite type of dice? They had bouncy dice, too.
They had bouncy dice.
My favorite type of dice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess the 100-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But why? I mean, you guys are getting into D&D. Why didn't you guys want to get another set of dice, even just as a decorative set?
Because we already have four.
Well, okay, so you guys are definitely not the Dice Goblin type of.
Yeah, we only have black and red metallic dice.
I want to say my favorite part was all the original artwork. They had some beautiful artwork from artists, and it was, you know, all original. It was very cool.
I liked the artwork on the knife that I got, I think.
So tell us about your knife.
All right, so I bought a knife that has, it's actually quite a good price because I got it for $47, and it has some really good engravings on it. It has some Celtic knots on along the blade. And it has like an eagle and a dog on it, but it looks like if it were sharpened, it would look like a genuine knife. And I got it for a really good price.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to say that the weapon stalls were my favorite. I didn't bring that much money. I emptied my wallet on the knife. So if I brought or had like 300, I probably would have gotten the axe there.
There was an axe. I missed that one.
No, there were a couple of axes.
Are as in real. Like axes or no. Like fake?
Yeah, like Kratos axe things.
Okay. But were they the foam rubber style or were they knife?
It's from the same shop that I got the knife from, and that shop was actually really good.
Okay.
Because they had good prices and they had good metal.
Okay. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Save your money.
Yeah.
And what about you, Jess?
Well, I said the original art.
Yeah, but you also swung back to a particular stand.
Oh, yeah. Well, so. One of my fangirl things is the show Supernatural. And honestly, I was disappointed a little bit that there weren't more Supernatural references or things to purchase. There was one stand that had a really pretty metal plate of the main characters from that show. But I don't know. In the end, it just wasn't something I wanted to pick up
mm-hmm.
for the house. I would have liked some because it was more stylized. I would have liked something that was a little bit more realistic, like some of the artwork we saw of main characters,
mm-hmm.
where it was drawn to look like them. So that was my little bit of disappointment. But it's an older show now, you know, and it's being overshadowed by the Mando and. And I totally get it. Mando's great, by the way. But yeah, that's what I would have wanted. But I did find a tumbler that I got engraved with, you know, the Winchester Brothers holy water. So
okay.
I did get a little something.
So one of the other neat things, you mentioned the art, the stylized art and the fan imagery. One of the things that we liked when we stopped by was there was a hand-drawn fan pick of various Jokers from Cesar Romero to who was the most recent Joker?
Leto,
Jared Leto, yeah. I don't even think there was he might have done that before the artist.
No, Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin is more recent.
Okay. He was more recent. Yeah.
It was like 2020.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was in it too.
Apologies. I'm glad that they made Jared Leto a joke card.
A joke in the Joker?
Yeah, they made Joaquin Phoenix a real character, and they made Jared Leto a joke. Yeah.
Okay.
That was smart of them.
But it was neat. It's a really nice picture. And we did pick that one up.
Yes.
Who's your favorite Joker?
My favorite Joker?
Yeah.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah. I mean, he just brought so much to it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Jack Nicholson was great.
Mm-hmm.
Cesar Romero, he was the cartoony type.
Mm-hmm.
Joaquin Phoenix, he was emo Joker to me. If there's ever such thing as an emo Joker. But yeah, I liked Heath Ledger's Joker.
I would say in terms of like the movie, it'd be Joaquin Phoenix's. And Joaquin also sacrificed a lot for his role. But in terms of how well you act, I would have to give it to Ledger.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah.
And what about you, Colin? Do you have any input on your favorite Joker?
No.
Okay.
My favorite Joker is the Joker.
Ooh, they didn't. I don't even think they had the Mark Hamill animated. These were all live action.
These were all the live action actors, but they had a lot of Easter eggs.
And the Mark Hamill.
They did?
Yeah.
They had the animated Joker.
Yeah, ooh. They did have a drawing of the animated Joker.
I got to take a look at that one.
There were a lot of Easter eggs in it about, you know, the various Jokers and what they either collected, what they brought to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like under Heath Ledger's feet, there was a pile of money. You know, if you're familiar with the movie, that's what. You know.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they had the flag gun with the bang on it.
I think they did.
Yes,
they
for
did.
Jack they Nicholson's
did. Version. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then there was another one we picked up, another print, which was an homage to John Williams, who orchestrated or wrote the ensembles for so many of the movies that we love. And it was very cool because there were characters who were playing the instruments. There were TIE fighters fighting, you know, flying in the distance.
The Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Hogwarts.
Yes.
And Jaws.
Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan, Schindler's List. So it was just a beautiful sort of tribute to him. And like I said, you know, Bill and I grew up watching most of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've been having fun introducing the boys to those movies.
Yep.
So, you know, it's that legacy of the music that makes, you know, you know what you're watching.
Yeah.
Without even
John Williams is an iconic composer, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Oh, they had a tattoo alley that
yes.
I thought it was just going to be, oh, yeah, let's get some temporary tattoos, you know, and see what kind of designs. But no, they were actually
tattooing people.
Real designs on people. It was neat.
Hi, this is Colin, and you're listening to Canon Creek.
Ian, you were watching a little bit of it. What did you think about?
I saw a little bit of it. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought I saw a 16-year-old getting a tattoo.
Would be more or less illegal.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was legal. She probably was just really young.
I think she looked
There's a guy I found was getting a tattoo on his shin, and I just got to say bravo. Because there's two swords and a skull. But it's right in the middle of his shin, right on the bone.
Colin's
wincing right now thinking of it.
I'm wincing thinking of it.
Yeah, I think tattooing over bone hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw one getting a stormtrooper holding a blaster a tattoo of that. But that surprised me because that's some dedication to time, because you figure some of those pieces take more than 15 minutes to do.
Mm-hmm.
You theoretically be there for almost an hour. So it's one of those things where, here, honey, here's some money. You take the kids, go to the stalls or go to stand in line for this. I'm going to be here getting some ink.
Yeah. That is some dedication right there. And just for the record, I have no tattoos. I have no plans on getting tattoos. So Bill is the only one in this room who can tell us what a tattoo really feels like.
Yes. And, maybe I'll save that for another episode.
Yes.
One of the big reasons we went down was to see some of the Q&A that was being done.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see Alan Tudyk from Resident Alien, from Firefly, and a slew of Disney movies. He was commented as being the new John Ratzenberger of Disney movies.
Did he play in Rogue One?
He was in Rogue One.
The robot?
Yes, yep. He was the robot.
Yeah, he was a robot.
Yep, we were it was interesting to see him, you know, live and in person because, you know, we only see him on TV and he does all those amazing voices, you know, for his characters. If anyone familiar with Resident Evil, highly recommend.
Not Resident Evil, Resident Alien.
Excuse me, Resident Alien. I don't know why I said evil.
Did I say Resident Evil at first?
No, you said Alien. Okay. My brain's going faster than my mouth.
I always get shocked by voice actors because it's like, all right, so he was in Resident Alien, right? Who was he? The main character? All right, so how are you telling me this guy's King Candy?
Yeah, he was King Candy in Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Yep, he was King Candy.
First one.
He was...
It was the first one.
Oh, was that first one?
That was the first one. Yeah.
Yeah, the first one was King Candy.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
And then he was also the weasel in Zootopia.
Wesselton.
And the Duke of Weaselton.
Weaseltown.
Weaseltown.
Yeah. It's pronounced Weaselton.
In Frozen. So, yeah, it was just... It was cool to see him in person.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Colin? What was the neat thing about that you thought or that you saw when we were listening to him? Do you remember him talking about it, anything?
He just gave away a bunch of junk.
His bag of crap, he called it.
Yeah, he called it his bag of crap.
Yes. So, he just gave random sins.
It was a Q&A, and every time someone would ask a question, he would pull out of his quote-unquote bag of crap and give them quite literal garbage. Like, I mean, he signed it. I don't know how he signed a plastic spoon, but there's like plastic spoons. There was like a receipt or like a bag tag from the airport.
Excuse me?
There's like a garbage. What?
I mean, so one time someone actually gave him a piece of
Gave him a piece of her crap.
Because they had met like a couple weeks ago, I think he said, at one of the other cons. That he was at.
Someone's question was just, do you have a bag of chips right now?
Yeah, so he could get something signed.
Just so we could get something signed, yeah. Do you have a bag of chips?
I owned a chip once held and almost eaten.
But yeah, I like some of his stories. I liked his explanations because of the pieces from the bag of crap that he was signing, because he'd be talking about he would have a script from Resident Alien that he gave to one young lady, and he actually did the voice of Harry, his character on the show. I think he had another piece from the script from Rogue One.
He had something from his, from Rogue One, part of his lines, and Resident Alien. I think that was it.
A couple of things from the motels and hotels he's staying at. I think one was like a shower cap or a loofah.
A loofah, yes. He gave away a loofah.
He gave away a t-shirt.
He did give away a t-shirt, didn't he?
He did. It was an interesting talk.
Anybody remember the character that was on the t-shirt?
Wait, let me think.
Colin, do you think you can remember that?
No.
Oh, I remember it.
Was it one of his characters?
No.
Was it one of his movies?
No. It was E.T.
Oh.
And the reason why he got the shirt was because he thought E.T. was giving the middle finger.
Yeah. It looked like he was giving the middle finger, so.
But he had a really good Q&A. Mm-hmm. We wanted to see another actor that we like, actress, Rosario Dawson, who plays Ahsoka Tano.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't going to be on until later on in the evening. Mm-hmm. And by the time Alan Tudyk was done, it was already close to 5:00.
Yeah, and we'd been on our feet all day. Yeah. We were done.
But, yeah, my legs, multiple times my legs felt like they were going to fall off.
Yes. Yeah, it was, it was a busy day. It was a fun day. It was neat to see everybody, you know, so many people dressed up.
So I want to swing back round to this guy in a fish head costume. And that was who?
Our uncle.
Yeah.
It was the boy's uncle.
So he was a character called Tomar Ray, who were from the Green Lantern Squadron. There was many other Green Lantern characters there, along with somebody playing Sinestro out of his friend group. So it was really neat to see him. It was funny. We didn't even know he was going to be there. We called him to wish him a happy birthday because his birthday was on the 3rd. And we were talking about what he was going to do on May the 4th. And he said he was going down to the Fan Expo. And we were like, you too?
Yeah, we were so excited because we, no idea who else is going.
Yep.
It was a lot of fun, and it was cool to see him with his friends hanging out. I know they were taking pictures with fans,
which was a lot of fans coming up. Cool. Yeah. So, and I think we saw at least one or two members of Ian's
and Collins
Taekwondo classes. Just one.
Okay.
And that was neat. I was like, "You gonna wave to him?" I asked Ian. I said, "You gonna?" He's like, "I did."
Yeah.
You waved to him? He's like, yeah. He's like, he put his hand up, like, barely up to his side, and he did this.
Yeah.
He waved. I'm like, that's waving?
I didn't
waving?
Do it on my side. I did it to my side, not on my side.
You're like, you know.
No, not doing that.
And during the day, we broke for lunch for a little bit, and we went to Reading Terminal Market, and we went to Carmine's cheesesteak.
Yes, we got cheesesteaks. Which were very good.
Yes.
Highly recommend if you are ever at Reading Terminal Market in Philadelphia. They were delicious.
All the stalls, all the food is there. I mean, we would go down there and Jess and I would get the hot spicy noodle bowls. We've been there. We've gotten the beef brisket.
The chicken and waffles.
There's a chicken and waffle stand down there.
That's amazing. Bill and I have decided our bucket list is to try every single stall. Reading Terminal Market.
So we had some lunch there for a little bit, and then we went back and did some more walking around.
Lots to see.
Yeah, Colin.
We also did like a sword fight thing.
Oh, that's right. Ian participated in the Jedi Sith melee, using like pool noodles as lightsabers.
And which side were you on, Ian?
Sith.
Of course.
Yeah.
Ian, the Sith won.
I think Sith
did win.
Ian's first tattoo is probably going to be, "I'm a Sith Lord. Who are you?" Let's see. What else was there?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
At the lightsaber duel, I actually saw a Squid Game guard.
Yes,
there was somebody dressed up as a Squid Game guard.
On the Jedi side.
Which is highly amusing to me.
I saw Monkey D. Luffy on the Sith side.
Oh, yeah.
I really got to get caught up on some of these guys.
Yes.
I don't know who these people are.
No idea.
So, something funny happened during the Alan Tudyk Q&A. My son gets a phone call, and we're not going to mention who, but my son hands the phone to me. "Here, say hi to so-and-so." So I'm like, "Hi, how you doing?" "Really?" "No, Ian, we're all in the city." and this person's like, it's getting all flustered, and it was funny. Yes. Because before Ian handed me the phone, all I'm hearing is, "Well, get a cup, put it in the cup, capture it in the cup." You want to describe what was going on?
Without using names?
Yeah, so basically they found a wasp that flew into their room. So they decided to call me, and they're like, "Hey, Ian." And I'm like, "What?" And they're like, there's a wasp in my room. And I'm like, "Really? Okay." And they're like, There's a wasp in my room. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do about it?" And they're like, "Kill it." And I'm like, "I told you I'm an hour and a half away, not in your house. And you can deal with it. And they were like, no. And I was like, fine, just put a cup over it, put a piece of paper under it. And they're like, okay, fine. And then they're like, all right, here's so-and-so who's with them. Hand me a cup. So I hear them like rushing out to get a cup, come back. They're still on a call with me. And they're like, all right, put a cup over it. And they're like, I'm scared. And I'll put a cup over it. And they're like, I'm scared it's going to fly away and sting me. And I'm like, if it hasn't stung you already, it's not super aggressive. Put a cup over it. And then they're like, no, I'm too scared. I was like, all right, how about this? Now, this individual has some anxiety. And we joke about it a little bit. So I'm like, how about this? Would you be okay with facing another fear of yours? And they're like, what is it? And then I hand my phone over to Dad. And then and then they start talking. And they have very... They have some social anxiety when it comes to other people's parents. So then I was like, all right, are you still scared? And they're like, well, I was scared of that. And I'm like, are you scared of this now? And they're like, yes. So I'm like, that didn't work. Just put a cup over it. Eventually, since the talk, since the Q&A started, I said I had to go. And then later they told me that they took it, killed it, mashed it up, and put it into like a slime thing. And then rolled it around a little bit.
Oh my god.
Why couldn't they just put the cup over it, put a paper under it, and just go into the woods, release it, and run back to their house?
It would sting them.
It would not sting them.
Well, who would respect a wasp anyway?
Well,
it could have just been like a sweat bee for all I know. She's and they...
Oh.
Ouch.
Okay.
Doing that.
So we're going anyway. To move on from that now.
Yeah.
So anyway, we ended up our evening at the Fan Expo.
Yeah.
With dinner in Chinatown.
Which thankfully was right next to the parking garage.
Yes, although we missed it the first time. We walked right past it. For whatever reason, because we were looking for it, I had it open on my phone and we walked right past it.
Yeah.
But
the GPS said keep going forward. We reached the end of Chinatown, asked a guy. He said, all right, go the other way. And then Dad asked someone else, and they're like, oh, no, we don't speak English. And we're like, all right. So Dad decided to go inside of a building.
Yeah, it was a bakery.
Without telling us and asking people inside. We were all in front of you. And asking people inside, what direction is this place? And apparently two of them said one way, and one person said the other way. So then... I don't know what happened, and then I come back, knock at the door, and I'm like, all right, time to go. We found it.
Yeah, have you seen my dad? He's been wandering around Chinatown.
Yeah, but it was delicious.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We went to, was it Dim Sum Garden?
Yes.
Go ahead, Colin.
In Chinatown? Go ahead.
I ate sliced beef noodles and edamame.
Yes, you did.
And I ate every piece except for five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I had those five.
Yep. And then the Bill, Ian, and I did the dim sum, which, what was your favorite thing with the dim sum?
Probably the crab.
Case. Crab rangoon?
Those were good.
The soup buns.
Soup dumplings.
Although yes. The potato beef pancakes were pretty good.
They were tasty. Yeah. And then we're at dinner. And then, who walks by but Uncle Brian, my brother.
Yeah.
And he's the mask finally came off, so he was just in his regular face, which, anyway, he was in his regular face. And so I'm like, I'm knocking on the window because we were right by the window, and people inside, I'm sure, were looking at me weird. Yes. And then I rushed out to go say hi. And I'm sure the waiter was like, oh, no, he's leaving without paying. But, you know, I stopped my brother to say hi and, you know, again, wish him a happy birthday. And, it was telling him it was good to see him. And we hope to see him soon because Colin's going to be moving from 5th to 6th grade. So
yes.
We're going to have a little thing for him in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little barbecue just to celebrate.
And I'm sure
a milestone.
Celebrate joining the labyrinth.
The labyrinth. That sounds ominous.
Happy, happy, happy.
And that could be another discussion for a future podcast.
Yeah. The labyrinth or the party? Both.
Both the party, but also going to sixth grade.
Yeah.
I'll be nervous.
You should be.
Yay!
You will be.
Yeah. I thought we just end on a high note. I'm kidding.
We can end on a high note.
Right now.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it. Because, you know, we drove home and sacked out pretty much.
So we'll end with a high note. Colin, what was your favorite thing?
Favorite thing.
The flasks. Ian, what was your favorite thing?
The knife.
Bill?
Honestly, I don't have a favorite thing. It was all really neat. It was our first real convention, and we are looking to go again. And Ian said he might even do some cosplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think my favorite thing was just seeing how excited people were for their favorite characters and dressing up and seeing the creativity on display. That, I think, was my favorite thing.
Yeah. A lot of creativity with the costumes, a lot of hard work and dedication going into them. So, hey, we'd like to thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed today's program, and we hope you join us again soon.
Yes. Yep. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. And Django's asleep on the floor.
Yes, he is.
And I don't know where Oyo is.
No. She's cat.
She could be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.